What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a judgment. I'm going to get it on and welcome the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Mark Hard Out Garagus from his home office.
Well, I was just telling Gary that what started off at least last night when I went to bed, I fully expected today to be a slow day because it's a holiday, or at least I thought it was a holiday. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that Indigenous Peoples Day does not get the respect to which the old Christopher Columbus Day used to get, I guess. It's been busier than I've ever been.
Is it Indigenous People? Oh, it used to be Columbus Day. That's right. Yeah. Now it's, yeah. I've seen through Prop 27, I believe I've seen a lot of Indigenous people portrayed. You know, they always go, there's not enough TV roles for people of fill in the blank. And then the Indigenous people, yeah, you don't see a lot of sitcoms made about Native Americans or tribes or things of that nature. You don't see a lot. They don't have a lot of representation. But every once in a while, when some proposition comes up, you will see a lot of Indigenous people filling up your TV screen.
It's, boy, isn't that the truth. And it's usually, unfortunately, related to gambling, isn't it?
Yes, it's always some online gambling company wants to take our tribal elders' money and flush it down the toilet or something. I never know. I cannot tell through any commercial for any prop what the prop is about, other than it seems to be hurting Indigenous people. And then the other side comes on and they've used more Indigenous people and they're explaining why it's a good thing. So yeah. I have little to no idea. I guess the rule of thumb would just be vote against the one you saw the most commercials for.
My father used to have a motto that that the whole proposition process in California was so irretrievably broken that he would just vote no, until I think at one point voting no was actually yes. So
right.
That kind of broke his streak, I think.
Well, speaking of local politics, I know you've got some thoughts about what happened recently here in the city council.
We've been talking about the Board of Supervisors for weeks. And now take a look at today. I guess when did it come out, Gary? Somebody posted anonymously on Reddit.
Came out Sunday, the 9th. So that's when the first big dump was of the whole hour-long meeting. And since then, various Twitter accounts have done a very good job of chopping up, you know, digestible Twitter-sized bites of it.
Yes. And so for those who don't know, the city of L.A. has council districts and council people. And this are some surreptitious recordings, or at least arguably surreptitious. I don't know. Maybe somebody was wired up. You never know. But they somehow got released. And there's been quite a firestorm ever since. Maybe Gary can play one or two of these for you, Adam.
Yeah, this is, was it Councilman Mike Bonin? Mike Bonin was the guy who's, I think, retired. He was the guy who got a bunch of shit for destroying Venice and California and the homelessness. And then the sheriff, Villanueva, got involved. And there's a whole kerfuffle, and now he's I think Bonin is retiring or stepping down.
Yeah, there was a recall effort, and now he's not running for re-election. But apparently he and his husband have got an 8-year-old. And so this, I think the first clip, Gary, is the city council president at the time. She just resigned, I believe, this morning. But this is her talking about Bonin and his kid, and in some kind of a parade where apparently the kid was tipping over the vehicle.
Whatever the kid's name is, I'm like, it's like the oddest thing. It's like black and brown on this float. And then there's this white guy with this little black kid who's misbehaved. Este niño has no, the kid is bouncing off the effing walls on the float, practically tipping it over. There's nothing you can do to control him. Parece changuito. And I'm just like, oh my God. They're raising him like a little white kid, which I was like, this kid needs a beat down. Like, let me take him around the corner and then I'll bring him back.
Yeah.
¿Sí me entiendes? Ven para acá.
It's a pinch. Something.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the fourth one.
Yeah. All right. I think she called him a little monkey in Spanish.
That's your first problem.
That's problematic. As by the way, she would say, first off, I love it when the woke police eat their own. I love it. I love it when all the fucking wokesters do this. Everyone wants to do this like, well, she called him a monkey and said he needed a beat down. I don't really care that much about this stuff. I do want people to understand that when we get into this real identity politics stuff, like we're, you know, it's like as a Latina woman, that just becomes a way of life. Then they go in, and by the way, they're always amongst, it's funny, they call everyone else racist, but they're the ones who constantly explain to you who they are and what their heritage is. I would argue, you know, Martin Luther King said we should ignore it, you know, keep walking, but they make it such a part of their life. And then they obviously, it's always top of mind for these people. And then when someone shows up who has a kid of a different race, then they focus in on that because everything about them is race. I want her to get caught on a hot mic talking about the homeless situation or the gas prices or something. Something that has to do with some city business, but she stepped down then, right? She quit.
Right, she resigned. There's another, Gary, you have the other, there's another clip that's classic here.
I've got a couple pulled up here. You want me to just play what I have next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever the kid's name is, I'm like, it's like the oddest thing. It's like black and brown on this float. And then there's this white guy with this little black kid who's misbehaved. Este niño has no...
Sorry, I think I hit the same one again. Let me.
I think you did.
Let me pull up a different one.
White and black, and there's this white guy with this black. You're calling everyone racist every 10 minutes, bitch. Who's the one who's fucking obsessed with race over here?
Yeah. Like him.
He's cool. I mean,
I don't have a problem with him. He's been helpful to me in the past. He's critical of Kerkorian because they had a small falling out when Areen left his office. Kerkorian was really pissed off and stopped talking to him. I think they've made up, but I got along with Areen.
What's his name? What's he look like?
Areen, the guy with the one eyebrow.
Used to be with
tall man.
Used to be Antonio's body person. Right, that's how I met him. He's married to a friend of mine.
Areen,
what's his last name?
Sepa.
No, sir.
But you're
it's an IAM, yeah. I bet you.
Well, what are we going to do, guys? I mean...
You know, I feel really discriminated against because all the talk about this has been about the white parents and the black kid, and nobody's talking about the Armo race baiting, you know?
Yeah.
The one eyebrow, but the name ends in an IAN. You know, how come the Armos are always last on the list of discrimination?
Well, it's always a tip of the cap because you guys are successful and we've now sort of decided that there are groups, but there are also groups that are more successful, so they don't make it onto the protected species list that all these do-gooders have. So they, you have to go black and then you have to go brown or, you know, Hispanic. Not a lot of talk about Jews and Armos and Asians. There's less Asians than there are blacks and Hispanic. The idea that, you know, L.A. is probably majority Hispanic at this point, 52% or something like that. So you're calling a majority a minority, but you're doing it based on test scores, mathematic test scores, not actual minority status. If you look up the word minority, it just means lesser in numbers. So, good. She's gone and she'll be replaced by another kooky broad who will have horrible policies on everything from COVID to schools or what?
I'm so with you. Wouldn't you love to hear the hot mic where they, you know, all of this talk is over redistricting. And that's what they're arguing about. And they're trying to base the new redistricting so that everybody's territory gets basically ensconced or protected. And I'll come back to it. I would ask Gary before, and he says, as far as he can tell, it's anonymous. I just wonder if somebody had this wired up somewhere is what I keep speculating in my own mind.
I mean, the audio quality is solid to a point where I suspect it was an iPhone sitting on the table in the middle of all of them because no one's level is lower than the other. Like it's pretty consistent. I mean, if it was surreptitious, it's something that's on the table in the middle of them, I would expect.
Well, she's gone, but again, she's going to be replaced by another like-minded adult who runs Los Angeles. Have you ever, the disparity, Mark, between the people, the developers, the movers, the shakers, the money makers, the Elon Musks before he left for Texas and all the people that make California and Los Angeles prosper versus the nuts who are making policy in the city council. Have you ever seen a bigger gap in brain power?
It's somewhat astonishing that it just continues on. I mean, we sit here, you and I talk about it, but you have to, for those who are listening or watching in the other parts of the country, it's really quite disturbing to watch it unfold.
You know, it was kind of interesting. Gary can look for it. It'll probably take a while. I could probably narrow it down a little bit. But Gary's favorite, Kanye West, who I've now turned the corner on and much enjoy, was being interviewed on one of my favorites, Tucker Carlson. And he said to Kanye, Tucker said to Kanye, you know, what about Elon Musk? And he said, yeah, that guy's, he's a good dude. I know him. And he said something like, what do you think? Or would you talk to him? Or is he being utilized? There's some version of that. And he said that Elon Musk should have a bedroom at the White House. Like he should, if you run for president, you become the president, get a guy who's figured out a way to bore a tunnel through the 405 pass and put a Tesla motor car in outer space and go find that guy. Go do a penny for your thoughts kind of thing. You know, get that guy. Like could it, not only do the, you know, folks that are making the policies in this country, but certainly in this city and this state, they seem like dingbats who don't have answers. I frequently would ask Mark, what do you think about this idea? Or Dr. Drew, what do you think? Consult with people that have brain cells who are successful and ask them, hey, what do you want to do? What do you think about COVID? Like, what do you think a good approach would be? Or whatever, the school system or the border or whatever. Talk to some smart people and ask them their opinions on things. It drives me insane that government is not conducted that way. Or business people. Just talk to someone who runs a business and go, here's what we're thinking about. What do you think? And we're going to raise the minimum wage to $38 an hour. What would happen if we did that? Talk to people. I don't get that this is how cities and states and places, especially places like L.A., you know, the on the vanguard of everything, setting trends, you know, with all the great creative minds in the world, all end up landing in Los Angeles. Why not fucking kick their tires a little bit?
I don't see any downside to it. I was in a meeting this morning. We were talking about the state of downtown LA, and the best prognostication is that in the last 5 years, as you've heard us say, downtown has just become a disaster. And the what's the prognosis for it? I don't, you know, I'm always the optimist, but I don't see a way that it makes a, that it rebounds anytime soon. Do you?
Not with those simpletons making policy. All right, Mark, do your spot and Gary will then pull up the Kanye clip.
Audible. With my schedule, I don't have time to read as much as I want. That's why I love Audible. By the way, it's got an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. Bestsellers, new releases, celebrity memoirs, mysteries, motivation, wellness, business, and more. Plus exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices. Available members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog and get access to Audible originals and podcasts. More get added every single month. Currently listening to Bill Rempel's book, which I read a while back, but now I'm listening to it, called The Gambler, which is fascinating. Right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. Let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, to be inspired, or to be entertained. New members can try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/RD or text RD to 500-500. That's audible.com/RD or text RD to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/RD.
All right, Gary, were you able to find that clip?
I think so. Let's check it out.
Say if Trump ran, right? We're not just going to be black influence. We're going to be vision and creativity. We've got to rethink who we are as a species. Right now, we practice killing ourselves every day. Like, murder is legal in America, you know.
In abortion.
Yes. So whoever gets the position needs to listen to the vision. I didn't know it was going to rhyme when I first started. They need to have Elon. They need to have me. You should start with those two, and then we'll get to the rest of them. We could pull in a Johnny Ives. We'll pull in all of our living, super brilliant people. And we need to analyze and not just sell out for the cash. Like, these Fortune 500 companies are just selling out for the cash, and put God first.
Oh, Gary, this wasn't the
representation of God.
It's another clip where he says, give him a room, bedroom at the White House.
At the White House.
Yeah, but he did mention it a second time, which I forgot about. There it was. Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I would just, anyone ever put me in charge of anything, I would just go find the smartest people I could talk to and then figure it out. I would just apply it to traffic, schools, test scores, homelessness, COVID, whatever it was. I'd just go, let's figure this out. What do you want to do? And then if it didn't work, I'd blame it on them. But this notion, because what we have now is you surround yourself with like-minded idiots, and then you pursue bad policy, and you never let it go.
Yeah, there's something about the allure. You know, obviously, we've got a mayoral race, and I think I had mentioned, if not on this show, another show, Karen Bass acquits herself really well in the debates. I mean, she really does. But I'm not so sure that a Karen Bass as mayor is going to change anything. I really think it's quite the opposite. I just think it's, you know, the more of the same. And the people keep that I talk to, maybe I'm in a different clique, but people have said with this, it's horrendous what has happened to the city in just a very short period of time. And, you know, you get somebody like a Caruso, he knows how to build things. And I'm old enough to remember Richard Reardon, who was also a businessman who ran for mayor at a very similar time in LA when, you know, you wouldn't wear an expensive watch because somebody would knock you over the head or put a gun to your head. And the downtown area was quite a disaster. And Gary's found this clip here. So I think if you can find people who've been successful and rely on them, that's one of the smartest thing you can do.
100%. All right. So here's the clip I was thinking about.
I think it's insane for an administration to not use a talent like Elon Musk more. Like, if I was in a, or once I am, I will eventually be president before, you know, in my lifetime. But if I was in the in office right now, I would be meeting, I'd be calling Elon every day. I'd have him sleeping in the White House. I'd say, how do we use our platform as the most influential, that's a Freudian slip, the most influential country in the world to show the rest of the world how to live a simplified life. But our country is under.
I'd be fucking hitting up Elon Musk all the time.
Well, you know, the way people used to, forget the name of the author, but he would write books about JFK and the best and the brightest and, you know, consulting with the smartest guys. And there is, if you ever read any biographies or listen to very successful people speak, they always tell you that, you know, their ideal situation is to find somebody who's smarter than them in a certain area and to listen and consult with them. I've heard Warren Buffett say it a million times. You know, he knows certain areas, but his goal is to surround himself with people who are smarter or more successful and understand that.
Well, you know, the government does that. And I've talked to a few authors who write spy thrillers and things like that, and they get these people together and they go, you guys are super creative, what's the next terrorist move? Like, you know, and there are a lot of these guys did, you know, flying airplanes into buildings and stuff was stuff these guys thought of, you know, because who better than a super creative Hollywood screenwriter who sits around all day and dreams up crazy terrorist plots to put in a spy novel at the airport. Of course, those guys would be a lot more creative than a bureaucrat would be in terms of how and when and where and what modality might Al-Qaeda strike again. Like, what would you do? So there is like some precedent. I just wish the LA City Council would do that with whatever the fucking fakakta ideas that they're kicking around over there, because it's a lot of like-minded idiots who are just in an echo chamber. And of course, you don't solve homelessness. You have the same eight dumbos trying to solve homelessness with some sort of bizarre political agenda that they never really cop to. Well, then why would it get solved? Why would anything get solved? So maybe we'll do some change. I know we'll change gears and talk another subject in a moment. First, let me just tell you about Green Chef. Make eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Green Chef has options for keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, Mediterranean, and fast fit as well. Fast and fit, I should say. And gluten-free. Green Chef now owned by HelloFresh, and they have a wide super wide array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. More customization than ever. Three new protein choices. Swap the chicken, beef, or the salmon in any meal for USDA certified organic ground beef or chicken or wild caught sockeye salmon. The only meal kit that offsets 100% of their carbon footprint and 100% of the plastic in every box. I just did the creamy shrimp primavera. It was amazing. I got on with the keto box and it did not disappoint. We used the spaghetti squash instead of the spaghetti itself. It is Green Chef, right, Gary?
That's right. Go to greenchef.com/doubt135 and use code doubt135 to get $135 off across five boxes, and your first box ships free. That's greenchef.com/doubt135 and use code doubt135. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
So what else is on your mind, Mark Garagos?
Well, there's quite a bit. There's a Brett did a pretty good synopsis. What's the next one on our list?
Well, I think the next one that we should talk about is probably Chauvin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this was interesting. They've got they have now filed the appeal on the state court action. And and you'll remember he was the officer who killed George Floyd. And the appeal has cited some things that if this were not such a hot button case, I think would have some kind of traction. Gary, you've got a list of some of the grounds that they took the appeal on.
The brief argues that there is no circumstance that could be more prejudicial than that of a juror discovering that the city he or she resides in is bracing for a riot in the event the defendant on whose jury you sit is acquitted.
Well, Mr. Unpopular over here in studio said this from Jump Street. How can you even think about getting justice for somebody if the stakes are this city's going to burn, maybe the courthouse burns, maybe your home burns as a juror once we dox you? And by the way, the rest of America and parts of the international world shall burn, too, if you do not come down with a guilty verdict. Is there any case in any way, in shape or form that is winnable with those stakes that are clearly stated? Now, they weren't clearly stated. They were clearly understood by everybody in America. So no, it's impossible to get whatever our version of justice would be under those circumstances. Look, if we were bringing him up on jaywalking, it would be the same outcome. The city will burn if you do not find him guilty of jaywalking. Then he would be found guilty of jaywalking. Also, they got him on murder, I think, which is, you know, showing up after the event already went down, essentially pulled out of the car and I can't breathe and all that. That seems like a really lofty goal for a guy who showed up mid kerfuffle crime scene event. It was sort of mid event, you know, manslaughter. Okay. Murder. I don't know. Two, possibly. I think they just hung murder on him, which is, you couldn't have hung murder on anybody else in any other situation like this, I don't believe. And then also, you know, it's interesting. Of all the people who died of COVID, he had COVID, but the deceased had COVID. But we never bring that one up, which is an interesting spin. I think Gary can confirm that.
He was found guilty on one count of second-degree murder, unintentional second-degree murder.
Oh, okay.
So and one count of third-degree murder as well.
Yeah, but even to get from manslaughter to murder seems pretty
insane to me. He also got
second-degree
manslaughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, you can't – no, the trial – of course there's grounds for mistrial because, I mean, Mark, you'd probably say in a second if you were defending him.
Oh, I'm telling you, if there were, I mean, it was an impossible case to defend if you're the defense lawyer. I mean, just an impossible case. It was I clearly understand the frustration of a lawyer when you're put in a situation like that. There, you know, you're ending up, you're selecting a jury that has basically nowhere to go. And that's a tough position to be in. There was another story that Brett had mentioned also, Gary. Do you have that on your cheat sheet?
Yeah, which one are you thinking of? We've got a Las Vegas story, a San Diego story, and a Los Angeles County story.
The San Diego story was pretty interesting to me also. I had not paid attention to this, and apparently a kid was getting, was it a six-year-old who was getting bullied?
Adam's going to hate this. Christy Bryce Lane, who is a mother and a candidate for the San Diego Assembly, the 76th district seat, felt her six-year-old son was being bullied at school. So she took two steps. First, she filed a lawsuit. She sued the school, the head of the school, and the mother of the six-year-old boy she thought were bullying her son. But she also included the full name of the six-year-old boys themselves in the lawsuit, which means it will follow them for the rest of their legal lives.
No.
The lawsuit seeks $48.4 million in total damages, $24.4 from the mothers and the boys, $12 from the school in question, and $12 from the head of the school in question.
Yeah, this grade school administrators have pretty deep pockets, and that guy,
might be a private school, but
$52,000 a year.
You know, I've counseled and currently counsel people who feel like they're getting bullied in these school situations, and I can't tell you the number of times I've advised against getting involved in a lawsuit unless it was absolutely necessary. And it just, you know, stuff like this, you know, you want to talk about the lawyers involved or whoever's filing this. What in the world is going through their head?
Now, I will give a little bit.
She's probably married to a lawyer.
I'll give a little bit more context here. This is a French immersion school in La Jolla. So we're not exactly talking, you know, working class San Diego. This is the Beverly Hills of San Diego.
French immersion school.
It's called the San Diego French American School. So whereas up here we have a lot of Spanish immersion, this is a very hoity-toity, rich part of town type of thing.
I would argue you don't need the Spanish immersion. Just go outside here in Los Angeles. You shall be immersed in Spanish. Like I would like to argue for the abolishment or the abolition of Alvera Street. I feel like it's redundant now. I feel like every street around Alvera Street has become Mexico. We don't need that little slice of Mexico running down to Felipe's, the French dip shop. That's the kind of immersion I'd like. A jus. A nice French dip. That's my French immersion, Gary. A French dip of a jus at Felipe's.
That's a mutual admiration society because we met the owners of Felipe's on the cruise.
Oh, that's right.
On your cruise.
That is my French. That's as far as I want to take my French immersion. It's an au jus dip. Well, all right. I don't like her. I don't like this. But it's not going to go anywhere, right?
No, it's not going to go anywhere. But it really kind of shines a bad light. I guess it's for lack of a better term.
But doesn't she want to worry about this if she's running for city council or something, that someone's going to trot this out during one of the debates or the town halls or something?
I think that this is not a – maybe I'm not the political strategist, but this would not seem to me to be the move of somebody who's running for assembly. I mean, you're going to get some name recognition, but I can't imagine that you're going to pick up votes on this.
All right, Gary, why don't you give us one more or another?
Yeah, sure. I've got one here that's out of Las Vegas, and then we also have one in LA County. Why don't you do a little business, and then I will tell you about whichever one you prefer.
All right. Let me tell you about Segura, the industry's most premium products, including highly sought-after limited edition items. exclusive top-shelf cigar samplers for brands such as Davidoff and Ashton, large selection of high-end boutique products and nationally distributed regular production favorites as well. Connect with fellow cigar smokers in their lounge, along with staff experts, manufacturers, and more. Connect with the community of cigar lovers, shop boutique cigars, and share experiences. It's a one-of-a-kind cigar-based community with a curated selection of industry-related content that includes reviews, pairings, beginner's questions, and more. So if you like a nice cigar, Segura is where you go. Go to Segura.com. That is Cigora.com. Am I right, Gary?
You are right. While you're there, to help relax, enjoy a free gift from Segura. When you spend $49 or more, use code WELCOME at checkout for a free Founders Box. This is an expertly curated sampler with a $45 value for free. That's Cigora, promo code WELCOME.
All right.
Want to end with L.A. County? Which one do you have, Gary?
Yeah, I think L.A. County's better. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced this week he's banning Inspector General Max Huntsman from the department's facilities and databases, effectively blocking the county watchdog from doing his job overseeing the sheriff's department. Villanueva said, quote, Mr. Huntsman will be removed from all access to department facilities, personnel, and databases effective immediately. This standard is applied to all department personnel who are named as a suspect in a criminal case involving felony crimes.
Hmm.
And you'll remember Max Huntsman was one of the names that Sheila Kuehl spewed out to Fox News the morning her home was being raided.
And that was
where Villanueva then asked the state's attorney to look into whether or not he had illegally tipped her off to the impending warrant, which is a felony.
Well, I'm all team Villanueva now just because he's the only one who seems to be standing up and saying enough is enough. And Gary, just because it popped in my head, you can also find a basic letter because now Gavin Newsom wants to know what's going on with these gas prices. I do love when you fuck up through overregulation, the cost of fuel, and then you tax the shit out of it, and then you go to the creators of the fuel. Hey, what's going on? It's like, I'm going to go say to the local pizza place on the corner, I'm just going to do a mandate that says every slice must be X-rayed before it goes out the door, and the guy goes, it's going to take a long time. It costs a lot of money. And I go, just do it. And then at some point, I find out a slice is $17. And I go, what's going on?
Well, you know, you're so right, because I just spoke to a guy who's been in the industry, kind of a broker for decades. And he says, all this is going to do and all that that we have done is just make it. And maybe this is the end game. Just make it impossible for anybody to invest in California in energy. That'll be the end of that. They'll pull up and they'll do it elsewhere. And then we'll be saying to ourselves, you think there's fights going on at the Arco on Foothill Boulevard now? You just wait.
Well, it's also one of these things where it's like, all right, let's just say, you know, they do the national average is $3.60 a gallon, and then California is $7. Like, it'd be one thing if it was 67 cents more than the national average or a dollar more than a national average. When it starts bumping up against the red line of just double, it's just double what it is in Nebraska. At some point, and then what Newsom wants to do is he wants to do like a windfall tax on, you know, these companies that are creating. It's like, can you just, whatever they're doing in other states, can we just do 10% of that? Or is it just, and you tell me, Mark, you tell me, when either the governor or the president announces you guys got to stop gouging, and they say to the energy companies, they'll say to the beef companies, they'll say to anything goes up. Do they, first off, has it ever worked? Has, you know, Exxon or Mobil one. What do you say? Oh, no more gouging? Hey, fellas, we got to tamp down the gouging a little.
We're getting too greedy.
They just look at them and go, what do you want us to do? It's the market price. That's, whether it's beef or gas, you guys are driving the price up. But they just make that proclamation so dumb people can hear them saying it. And in a way, I don't know, Mark. I feel like there should be a legal recourse from the company that's not gouging when the president accuses them of gouging. And then all the dumbos who live in California go, well, you know why gas is so high? Because these guys are like, isn't that defamatory?
You would think so, but they get immunity for acts in office. So there you go. More of immunity to make absolute economic nonsense. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Valerio, he basically, there's something I think on the second page at the end, but he was like, you guys make it so miserable to do business in California. Sorry. Like, this is it. California refineries capacity. Well, you can read it, Gary.
California policymakers have knowingly adopted policies with the expressed intent of eliminating the refinery sector. California requires refiners to pay very high carbon cap and trade fees and burden gasoline with cost of the low carbon fuel standards. With the backdrop of these policies, not surprisingly, California has seen refineries completely close or shut down major units. When you shut down refinery operations, you limit the resilience of the supply chain. And I can go on if you'd like.
It's exactly, you know, it reminds me of what we used to do with the environmental unit in L.A. County. And they basically drove everybody out of L.A. County to the surrounding counties just by making it so burdensome and costly. But now we do it on a statewide basis. And, you know, at some point, the party's going to be over. As of right now, we've got a massive surplus in California. It's not going to last. And then what's going to happen? You know, when the economy implodes, I don't think it's going to be a big surprise.
It's crazy that you put all these regulations in place, cause the product to go up, and then yell at the company who's why do they only gouge in California then? Why not just do it gouge the whole nation?
We're endorsing gouging as long as it's ecumenical.
All right, let me hit my last spot with Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know, it's easy bundling. Bundle those policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your automotive policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save and just how easy it is to save at Geico. All right, I'm going to be in San Diego October 28th, 29th at Mic Drop Comedy, doing stand-up there and also live pods there and going off to Wise Guys in Vegas. And I'm St. Louis, all the places where gas is cheaper. It's cheaper. People are going to Tijuana to buy gas now. Tucson, St. Louis, you just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. Mark, what do you got?
I'm going to give a shout out to Jake at Dirty Taco. And if you're in the Grand Central Terminal, stop by either Dirty Taco or Prova Pizza.
So till next time, Adam Carolla for Mark Hard Out Garagos saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance. so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
I just casually looked towards the canal, and I saw what I thought was a mannequin.
August 2nd, 1998, the body of a brilliant young scientist is found dead near the campus of Georgetown University. It was a gruesome scene.
Walking up to the body, it became apparent that there had been a sexual assault.
For more than 6 years, D.C. police had no leads and no suspects. Then, another disturbing discovery. She wasn't his only victim.
As these cases went on, the more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
One man committing a series of heinous crimes against women, but then he just stops. 10 years go by, then 20. What would it take to finally crack the case wide open? I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series, available October 4th on all podcast platforms.